Time now to spotlight a local hero, someone here in our state who's doing something to help make a difference. Today, we meet a 20-year-old man from Grand Rapids who's doing something very special to call attention to the illness that's commonly known as chronic fatigue syndrome. He's battled this illness for several years, but it's not keeping him from walking across Michigan. Kerner Buchta left Detroit August 20th and hopes to finish in Holland in just a couple of weeks. Kerner, thanks for joining us. How's it going for you?
It's going great. Thank you, Cindy.
What you are dealing with is commonly known as chronic fatigue syndrome. Tell us a little of your history with chronic fatigue syndrome.
Sure. It's also called myalgic encephalomyelitis, and a lot of people prefer the term ME because it's a little more medical. But anyway, my personal history with the illness, I started to feel symptoms when I was about 12, and things just sort of got worse until I was in ninth grade and I had to drop out of school. And it took about 4 years to finally find a diagnosis.
So you really are hoping to do a number of things by this walk across Michigan, probably first and foremost to inspire other people dealing with ME, right? Because people would think, oh, you can't do this.
Yes, I don't want to give across the impression that everyone with this illness could simply do this and could just sort of fight through it and overcome it, because the sad fact is most people with this illness will not be able to do something like this. About 88% of people with ME/CFS do not experience any remission of symptoms. Mm. I hope it is inspirational to people, but I hope it isn't seen as just one man sort of, you know, conquering his illness, because that's not how it works.
What have you gotten personally from taking on a very, very tough task and digging in, and here you are 2 months later, you're still doing it? What are you getting out of this?
Yeah, that's a really hard question to answer. The most important thing that I've gotten out of it is just the importance of attitude in life. And it's hard to explain. I think this could have been a very boring and arduous experience, but I feel like I've sort of developed or been forced to develop an attitude of acceptance and living in acknowledgement of my limitations, but not in submission to them. And that's been the most important, most enriching part of this whole experience.
Kerner, thanks for talking with us, and good luck.
Thank you.
And if you know someone who's making their neighborhood, town, or state a better place, let us know. Write to us at stateside@michiganradio.org. They could be our next local hero.